Woodward and Bernstein would be turning in their graves, if they were dead. Australian journalists' ability to report on events looks set to be severely curtailed with the introduction of sweeping changes to privacy laws. ASIO may soon have the power to monitor the use of the internet within Australia. Journalists and whistleblowers could face up to 10 years jail for disclosing or publishing classified information. The Law Reform Commission has recommended a public interest defence should be built into new privacy laws protecting journalists and whistleblowers from potential jail time. Paul Van Lieshout spoke to Media Watch host and award-winning journalist Paul Barry about the issue.
Over the past few weeks, there's been a rise in the national terror alert level. In a post-9/11 world, is freedom of the press still a possibility? Could journalism become a crime? Australian journalists' ability to report the truth looks set to be severely limited as the federal government introduces sweeping changes to privacy laws. This week, anti-terror laws passed the Senate. The Foreign Fighters Bill has allowed authorities greater powers, and the changes that have gone through Parliament will give ASIO expanded powers over computers, smartphones and metadata. They've also set up whistleblower offences, introducing a maximum penalty of 10 years imprisonment for the unauthorised publication of intelligence activities. The Law Reform Commission has recommended that a so-called public interest defence should be built into new privacy laws protecting journalists and whistleblowers from potential jail time. Paul Barry is a renowned journalist, author and broadcaster. He's written 6 bestsellers and his films on the ABC's Four Corners have won multiple awards, although he might be better known for his role on Media Watch. So is it possible to have freedom of the press in a post-9/11 world?
I think it's getting harder and harder. Certainly these new national security laws, there's 2 or 3 of them on the rack, 2 have now gone through Parliament. They basically apply to things like special intelligence operations and actions of the Australian Federal Police and ASIO. They make it very difficult for journalists to report on certain things safely, that is, without the risk of ending up in jail, if the government essentially deems these things to be something they're not allowed to report on. I think there's, in a way, an even more worrying trend for journalism, which is the way in which ASIO or the AFP can get access to your telephone information, for example, to see who you've been talking to and possibly even what they've said to you. That, I think, makes any sort of journalism very difficult.
So where's the line between freedom of the press and state security? And what's the responsibility of the media and journalists?
Clearly, we do need to take national security seriously. Lives could be at risk if you're talking about journalists exposing anti-terror operations and causing lives to be put at risk or causing anti-terror operations to collapse, then that's something journalists obviously need to be extraordinarily careful about. And there are circumstances in which they should not publish if they're going to do that. The question is whether you should back that up with 10 years in jail if they do inadvertently or recklessly or whatever it happens to be disclose one of these operations. It seems to me that it is a ridiculously draconian penalty that puts all that sort of journalism, the people who are doing all that sort of journalism, in extreme fear of ending up on the wrong end of the law. And it makes it very, very hard to report honestly and diligently upon those things if that is hanging over your head. That seems to me that is totally unnecessary. I do, though, accept that, you know, national security is something we all need to be careful about. And as journalists, we need to have a responsibility to the wider national interest rather than just getting a story.
There's between 5 and 10 years imprisonment for anyone publishing information of a special intelligence operation. So what is a special intelligence operation? And when reporting, how do journalists know if an operation is special or not?
Look, a special intelligence operation is something done by ASIO. It doesn't apply to the Australian Federal Police. It's only ASIO, as I understand it. It has to be approved by the Attorney General. And it is supposed to be approved only in a small number of cases. As to how you would know, I think the suggestion is that journalists are going to ring up ASIO and say, hey, we've got this information, does it cover a special intelligence operation or not? And that the government thinks that that is a reasonable and plausible thing for journalists to be going to do. But otherwise, you're not going to know. And certainly, there's a lot of concern in the media that people who are reporting on these things will not know whether it's covered by a special intelligence operation or not, and therefore they will not know whether they're at risk or not. And therefore, they will either decide not to publish for safety reasons, or they will publish and may end up in jail for doing something, doing basically the job of being a journalist, which is telling the public about things they think they ought to know about. So the central element, I guess, is what is this SIO and are we going to know about it? And there's a lot of doubt about whether we will. The government says, trust us, you will. But, you know, the history of trusting the government in countries around the world is not always good.